A campaign is underway to get TV chef Ainsley Harriott onto the back of £20 notes. The person behind it is Jordan Harris, who's from Cambridge, and I'm pleased to say he is with us in the studio now. Hello, Jordan.
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming in. So, how did this all start?
Well, we kind of have a strange obsession with Ainsley Harriott in our house.
How?
I don't really know.
Ex-students, perhaps, by any chance?
Current students.
Current students.
I woke up one day and there were several pictures of him posted under my door, and I made the mistake of going away for a weekend, came back and there were 400 printed photos of him dotted around my entire room. And yeah, it kind of came from there, and I noticed that they were looking for a new face of the £20 note, so I thought, why not start the campaign, see what happens?
Because the Bank of England refreshes the notes every once in a while, doesn't it? I guess they need to replace the notes anyway. I think they also talk about sort of making plastic-style ones as well, which don't rip as easily. So Ainsley's face would clearly be preserved for much longer than on the paper note.
It.
No, I guess not really, would you, as much as anything else? So what happened next?
Well, I set up the petition on change.org and just sort of left it and thought, see what happens. Didn't expect to get anything out of it. About a day after I set it up, it popped up online that The Independent had written an article on it, and then it really took off from there. And now I'm on, well, last time I looked, it was just under 4,000 signatures.
Yeah, let's do a little refresh, shall we, just to see how we've got to on that. And it... 4,081.
Right.
And that's heading towards 5,000. Is that the limit, or what happens at that point?
It seems to set itself a goal every so often that is judged by itself. So I imagine the next one will be maybe 7,500, 10,000. See what happens.
Okay, so when does the Bank of England call time on this, if you like? Because presumably there's a date by which they then have to sit down at the, Monetary Policy Committee, maybe, goes as far as that, and they decide who actually appears.
Well, looking at the, I think it's the 19th of June is what they've said is their limit, but they, with the website, what I've read is if I reach 100,000 signatures, it gets discussed in the House of Commons. I don't know how true that is, but that's what I've read from
the website. Well, this happens on the change.org site as well. Is this they've promised, have they, to any which pass a particular limit of petitions
to look
at? Yeah,
they will attempt to pass it on.
There's an issue here, though, isn't there? Mark Carney, who's the governor of the Bank of England, he's Canadian. You think he's familiar with Ainsley?
I should hope so. I mean, he should be by now. He's a bit of an icon, a bit of a legend.
Do you watch the show, or have you watched it? I'm trying to remember if it's still running, Ready, Steady, Cook, at the moment.
I don't think it's been on for a while, but I used to watch it when it was on.
I guess Ainsley's concentrating on his pasta sauce mixes, really, and all that sort of stuff.
It's on the
supermarket shelves. You think if it gets to the Commons, do you think that they can, the government benches could hold up green peppers and the opposition red tomatoes, perhaps?
That'd be nice. It'd be nice to see. I'd like to be part of it if they did, that's for sure. And it seems like the only fair way of going about it, anyway.
Yeah, they've got a lot more votes in society. Should be decided on that. Referendums using cardboard cutouts of market vegetables.
Yeah, it feels like the way to go. I think it would liven things up a little bit anyway.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, I just thought I'd try it, see what happens, and it seems to have taken off.
So what happens next? I guess you're sort of waiting for that deadline and then getting in touch with the Bank of England. Well, they probably know about it already. I dare say they're reading The Independent or listening to Cambridge 105 and deciding what's going to happen.
Yeah, I just... going to keep pushing it and see what happens. I don't really know what I expect to get from it. It'd be quite nice if Ainsley Harriott himself...
He's not been in touch or anything. Presumably you've used... it doesn't get to over 4,000 on its own. You've used all sorts of social media in order to raise people's awareness. Although I guess after a certain time, it takes on a life of its own.
Yeah, it's funny. People have been sending it to me because they know it's something I'd like to... sign myself up for, and then I have to kind of point out, look who the person is that set it up in the first place. But yeah, so many people I know have been saying they've been seeing it on friends that are nowhere near connected to me, so it's kind of gone a bit mad.
Well, I guess we should do the decent thing and pop that on our Facebook page as well.
That'd
just
be nice.
Just try and help it along a few more, maybe get it up to 5,000 and see what happens after that.
Yeah, that'd be good, see what happens from there, really.
Well, best of luck with the campaign. I don't know if Ainsley makes many visits to Cambridge, but if he's in town ever, we'll have to kind of set the two of you up together.
Yeah, I think that'd be the right thing to do.
Okay, well, Jordan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well done with the campaign. I guess if people do want, I'll pop this on the Cambridge 105 Facebook page, but if you want to go to change.org, and I dare say just the search for Ainslie will do the job quite nicely.
Yeah, it was under their top petitions for today at one point, so hopefully it's still there.
Brilliant. Jordan Harris, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.